শ্রীমদ ভাগবত সেট আরাধনানং সর্বেষাং বিষ্ণুর আরাধনং পরম তসমাৎ পরতরং দেবী তদীয়ানাং সমর্থনম্। This shloka I cannot remember, but very famous shloka. Jai Parvati Devi asking Lord Shiva, what is the best form of worshipable form? And Lord Shiva said, Vishnu is the supreme worshipable. And Parvati Devi thinking, but I am not worshipping Vishnu, I am worshipping Lord Shiva. I am satisfying Lord Shiva, but not Vishnu. But separately not, I am satisfying Vishnu. And Lord Shiva understand what is the mind of Parvati Devi. Then he told next line, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Tadiyanam means, who is servitor of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Krishna and Vishnu is same identity given in Srimad Bhagavatam also. There is Vikriditam Brajabodhu Viridancha Vishnu. There is mentioned Vishnu name. Krishna's Dasa Lila, after Krishna's Dasa Lila, the result when given Vedavyas, he mentioned Krishna as Vishnu. Krishna had so many names. Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, Vaikuntha, Vistarasrava, Damodar, Hrishikesh, Keshav, Madhav, Sabhu, Daityari, Pundarikakka, Govinda, Guru Dattaja, Pitambara, Dhara, etc., etc. So many names of Krishna. Here is Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Tasmat Parataranga Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. That means, who is serving Lord Krishna, he is always trying to satisfy Lord Krishna 24 hours. But if it is 25 hours, 1 hour will get time Krishna to give return to them. But it is 24 hours only. And 24 hours the Vaishnava engage themselves for the service to Lord. And Krishna cannot give return. No paroi hang nilabhadda sanjujang this loka in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Braja Gopi and they are the residents of Braja Dham. They are trying to serve Krishna wholeheartedly 24 hours. And Krishna cannot give return to them, and Krishna very unhappy for that. Meanings of that shloka. That this is fact. But when the sincere seeker and follower of Vaishnavism, they are trying to satisfy the servitor of Vishnu or Krishna, Krishna becoming more happy to them. You know what I cannot do, they are doing my job. Then Krishna bestowing his divine mercy to the servitor of Vaishnava. Potito pavana toma bina keho nai. Vaishnava bangar parasa hale paschate pavan darshane pavitra karo ehi tomar gun. If you will touch the Ganges water, you will be pious. But if you see the Vaishnava, you will be pious. This is the glorification of Vaishnava. You know, and devotees know that. Then service to the Vaishnava, this is very essential. And Mahaprabhu said, you be kind to everyone, jive daya. And they are benefit will come if there is one Vaishnava is satisfied by your service. This is the meaning given Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, why we are making festivals, feeding the people, satisfying the people with Mahaprasadam. Here only our target is this. If there is one Vaishnava will come, if there one Vishnu Bhakta will come and take that food, that prasadam, then we will be spiritually super benefited. Materially we must get benefit to distribute the prasadam to general people. But within that general people, if someone Vaishnava come and he will take that, then we will be super benefited in spiritually. And this is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision he given us. Then Vaishnava Seva is the supreme. And no doubt, if you can satisfy one Vaishnava, Krishna will be satisfied. Krishna said, sadhavo hridayam macham, sadunam hridayam taham, madannatte no jananti, nahante bho managati.